News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, 85% of parents want large companies to subsidise childcare costs. That is according to research in the UK. But do those working in Irish companies think similarly? Our reporter Ciara Phelan went out onto the streets to ask if it should happen here.
Yes, I definitely do, and it would certainly make a difference to the way me and my wife have managed two kids and the way that we try and manage childcare, because it is a very expensive time.
No, I think the government should do something else. Companies can be flexible in the working hours to help maybe let people start work later and finish early.
Absolutely, I think they should make it part of the package to entice workers into the workplace. People who want to work can't go back to work because of the childcare costs.
No, I feel it's up to the government. The government should provide more help to parents with children. I do think there should be more help out for young parents in particular.
Yes, I think it could be an idea. If they're making big profits, they should try and plough back the profits some way into the country that would help people get to work and help families that are hard put by and women that would want to go to work and wouldn't be able to go to work because of financial circumstances.
Well, to discuss this, we are joined on the line by Maeve McElwee, Director of Employer Relations with IBEC. Maeve, look, to a degree, like if you ask people if they want something for free, of course, 85% of people will say yes. But what about this idea as a funding model for childcare, that it would come through employers as opposed to through the state?
Good morning, Ciarán. I think, look, it's pretty clear that almost unanimously people will say we do want quality, affordable childcare, and that it's a necessary service that we actually need to be able to promote greater participation and inclusion in the labour market. But in common with a number of your commenters in the piece you've just played, this does need to be at a national level. It has to be a governmental approach. And there are a couple of reasons for that. And the first is that we have to have a good quality childcare system and structure in place, and that has to be affordable and accessible. And the reason why it needs to be at a national level is that it drives diversity and it allows for inclusion. And that in turn will help manage the participation rates and the ability for people to be able to make that choice as to whether they return to the workplace after children come into a family or whether they choose to stay at home. But it's a choice that's driven by a decision to be in the labour market versus a financial impediment that's there. Right now here in Ireland, we clearly do have an issue around labour market participation, particularly after that first child arrives in a family. And despite the fact that we have really low levels of state funding, we've actually the second highest level of direct payments in the OECD.
So explain just, say, the first part of that, the labour force participation. I assume, by and large, you're talking about women, because that is... the statistics show they are the people who are staying home more often when that first child is born. How do we compare to other European countries?
Yeah, we have lower labour market participation rates than other European countries at the moment. And so it is very much a challenge to ensure that we're actually activating and making available opportunities for people to join the labour market. And right now, as you know, and all of your listeners will know, we're almost at full employment in the state, and it's becoming an increasing challenge for employers to be able to attract people into their business. And one of the big challenges that we have there is the fact that for lots of parents, when you put together the costs of childcare, the fees, the commute, the after-tax benefits, we know that approximately 90% of potential earnings is consumed by childcare. That's a very significant decision as to whether people choose to go back into the labour market. And that's a really huge challenge, both for employees themselves, for workers who might like to go back to work, but also for employers who are seeking out skilled employees to return to the labour market.
And I know one of the challenges for some Indigenous companies here, Maeve, is competing for talent with the likes of your Facebooks and your Googles and all the perks that come with those jobs. And if the state doesn't provide kind of an affordable childcare system, is the danger that the big tech companies and the big multinationals who can afford it do offer these perks and Indigenous Irish companies, SMEs, just can't compete?
Well, I don't know that I would put it in terms of a danger. Certainly there will be companies who will look at it in terms of attracting individuals, but I don't think we're ever going to see it as significantly widespread. initiative. And there are lots of good reasons for that, because, you know, socially, it's not the model of childcare that we would like to see develop here in the longer term. That's going to drive much greater inequality between those who are employed and those who are unemployed. And it will exclude others from the labour market and being able to return. And as you say, you're quite right. It creates negative ties to a business where people potentially stay in a role or in an organisation to avail of that benefit, maybe long after their opportunities for growth or development within that business have passed, and they might be better served to look elsewhere. And you're quite right, for smaller businesses, domestic and Indigenous Irish firms in the private sector, which are predominantly smaller employers, it may be a challenge for that to be a cost or a benefit that they would be able to pay, and also then be able to attract staff. But predominantly it's around the fact that it would benefit children unequally, and so it's not a good model of provision. Besides all of that, Kieran, of course, the cost would be absolutely prohibitive. There are so many costs applying to employers around compliance, even just with legislation. The idea that we would drive a model that would put these types of costs onto individual employers would be absolutely prohibitive. And aside from just the cost of it, it's the administrative cost. How would you ever decide who the right childcare provider would be? Is that an approved provider, or is it somebody's grandparents? And how would you make the equality decisions between, you know, choosing to give a bonus to a parent of a young child versus maybe an employee who's looking after an elderly parent, but also is facing a lot of the same cost challenges that are there? So for all of those reasons, it is a strong, sound, but nationally based structured approach that we need to childcare.
Maeve McAwee, Director of Employer Relations with IBEC. Maeve, thanks a million for speaking to us.